Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. In the next half hour, we will be talking about San Antonio's museums and what is your favorite museum memory. We want to hear from you on that. But right now, we're talking about early voting. It's now underway for the midterm elections, and there's a long line around San Antonio, not so long to keep you from voting, but it's an indication that there's a lot of enthusiasm, people to vote right now. And there's also a long ballot, a lot of races, big races, the Senate, Congress, state offices, local judges, and there are also three charter amendments, A, B, and C, at the very end of the ballot here in San Antonio. These are controversial propositions. They propose to make big changes to how we operate as a city, but how could that impact the local economy? We're now joined by Steve Niven, director of Sabre Research Institute and a professor of economics at St. Mary's University. He conducted a city commissioned economic impact report on the proposed charter changes. And if you want to call in, ask a question, have a comment, 210-614-8980. 210-614-8980. Email questions and comments to thesource at TPR. So, Steve Niven, welcome back to The Source.
Thank you, David. Pleasure to be here.
So why did you conduct this survey, this study?
Well, it's required by state law because of whenever there's a proposed charter amendment, that the city do a fiscal impact analysis of it. So the city paid for me to do the analysis.
So the city paid for you to do it. The city told you to do it. The city has a point of view on these charter amendments. Like the mayor, he says that they're a bad idea. How are you able to do the report and not be influenced by what the city wants?
Well, I've done a lot of these reports over the years, and I can tell you that I don't ever sit down and say, hey, what do you want the report to say? I'm going to give you my honest opinion of it. I have no, there's no benefit to me to putting a report out there that's not my opinion and my best assessment of what the actual impacts could be. We in this kind of business and in these analyses, our reputation is really all we have. And if you don't have, if you're going to put stuff out there that doesn't come to fruition or doesn't make sense, then you're not going to be doing this for very long. So there's a huge incentive for me to just put out there be honest and do as good analysis as I can and put that into the report.
All right. So what did you find?
Well, we looked at each of the impacts of the three different analyses. We went through and looked at five different impacts. So one would be the effects of the reductions in revenues to the city due to slower economic growth, crowding out of the non-public safety services, the effects of the increased interest costs on debt due to lower bond ratings, cost to administer the elections, and the wage compression issues due to one of the charter amendments. So the main impacts in terms of the numbers are going to come from the reduction in revenues due to potential slower economic growth. So the charter amendments are going to create a heightened level of uncertainty around policy, particularly fiscal policy, in San Antonio. The amendments, one of the amendments directly lowers the number of signatures that are allowed and expands
the amount of time that people have to gather those signatures, sure.
Right. So that creates a lot of uncertainty, which can there's a rich body of literature and research on this that shows that this type of uncertainty causes business to decrease their level of investment, for consumers to decrease their amount of spending. And so what we did was we went in and looked at, all right, looked at four different scenarios based off of that research and what would be the effects of that. And I don't know how detailed you want me to get into the methodology, but the scenarios were, and based on the research, showed that overall we see typically about a 0.4% to 1.25 percentage point slower growth. We then said, all right, well, let's, what if it's just 0.1%? What if there's a phased level of growth where it went from 0.4 percentage points in the first year of impact to 0.25 to 0.1 from there on out? And what would be those effects? And what we found, what we're projecting, is that because of that slower growth, you could see anywhere from about $353 million to $4 billion in less revenue flowing to the city of San Antonio over about a 20-year period.
So our phone lines are open. If you've got a question for Steve Niven, he's the director of Sabre Research Institute, a professor of economics at St. Mary's University. He did an analysis of the propositions A, B, and C, the charter changes that are on the ballot right now in early voting. He says they would have a negative impact on San Antonio growth and would cost the city billions of dollars. If you've got a question or a comment for Professor Niven, the number is 210-614-8980. And to remind folks about these charter amendments, one of them would cap the salary and also term limit the city manager. One of them would lower the threshold to put referendums before the city, and also would kind of challenge, you know, the way city council operates in that way. And then the other one would force the city into binding arbitration with the firefighters union whenever there's a conflict over their contract. So Professor Niven, I imagine, so these were put together by the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association, the firefighters union. Did they have their own analysis of how these proposals would impact the city's economy?
I've heard that they had a study that was being done, but I haven't.
It's not been published, or you don't know? Well, I've seen their signs that now, these are brand new signs, that are saying that if you vote yes, it will lower taxes. Do you have any evidence that that would happen?
No. In fact, my projections indicate likely be the other way around. So one of the issues with this, at least as we look at the potential impacts of this, is that while you have the decrease in revenues flowing to the city, you could also have, if it goes to binding arbitration, right now the public safety spending is at about 66% of the city's budget. That, if it goes to binding arbitration, who knows what the arbitrator is going to come with. They do something in between with the two parties, or just, you know, let it grow on its own.
That's what you mean when
it goes to referendum. And I'm sorry, Dave.
So that's when you say crowding out, because there's only so many dollars in the budget. If the firefighters union is allowed to basically continue to grow their salary and their benefits, then other things in the budget would have to be squeezed out.
Exactly. And so by our estimates, if you take the, you know, look at the different growth, four different growth scenarios, and I'll just pick a couple of them to give you a sample. So if you take the one that would have projects the least amount of impact on economic growth, so 0.1% slower growth, by 2021, we're looking at about $518,000 of crowding out. So this is, means that $518,000 of other projects are going to, you know, other projects besides public safety, non-public safety projects are going to have to be reduced by that amount or limited.
Like library access, parks, and other things.
Right.
I got a caller here. I want to get him on the air. The number is 210-614-8980 if you want to call in as we talk about the charter amendments on the ballot. And Chris is on the line. And Chris, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to... I had a question. I believe Austin has a AAA bond rating like San Antonio, and I was looking it up, and I think they have 20,000 signatures for a petition in 180 days, and they seem to be upholding their AAA bond rating.
Okay, Chris, thank you for the call. I do want to point out that is correct. Austin does require 20,000 signatures, does have a six-month window to gather those signatures, but Austin has a population of under 900,000. San Antonio has a population of 1.5 million and growing. So there's quite a big difference in the size of these two cities. And so that is something to consider. I mean, is that something that you would look at, Steve Niven?
Yes, these numbers are included in the analysis and the advisors, financial advisors for the city ran the numbers of that. And I should say, the impact, if it's a one level drop, if it goes from say AAA to AA plus, we're looking at an increase in interest debt of about $17.5 million to $37.5 million. If it drops to say AA minus, we're looking at about $112.5 million to $132.5 million increase also in interest rate costs. And based on an issuance of $2.5 billion in debt. But it's pretty clear if you look at the rating agency's methodology documents and even the most current ratings reports that they gave the city of San Antonio, this issue was mentioned in there, and at least like Standard & Poor's mentions in their methodology document that having this kind of situation where the city, where the basically the budget can go out to the voters and that can lead to a reduction in their rating.
Okay, let's go to Matt. Okay, so Matt's not there. So his question, according to the producer, is where can I find this report? So Steve Niven, is it posted?
Yes, it is. On the
we'll tell you what we're going to do.
Go Vote No website, is that right?
Well, we'll find it and we'll have it on our website at tpr.org. We'll have a post on this and we'll have that link so people can read that. So Steve Niven, is this typically a kind of a thing that you look at? Is this a new sort of exploration that you have to check out of figuring out what this type of proposals would do to a city's long-term economic growth?
You mean new as far as the type of research that I do?
Seems like a kind of a strange question to be asking an economist. Yeah. You know, I mean, people are typically trying to figure out how to create environments for sustainable growth and bringing better services to their community, not trying to hobble the city.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Now, this is kind of the reverse of that, if you will. So, again, if you go back to look at the effects of those different impacts, the uncertainty it creates, the reduction in the bond rating, and therefore, along with the crowding out of non-public safety services. So, does that then reduce the level of local government services that can be provided, or is our infrastructure keeping up? Are we able to expand, for example, the convention center, like we just did, and keep up those facilities? And those, you know, you mentioned the parks and the arts and all that stuff. So typically we're looking at, you know, we do that, what kind of positive impact? Well, this is looking at, well, if we're not able to do that, you know, it sort of reverses itself and can have a negative impact then.
And explain, so the negative impact would come from the uncertainty that what this would provide for the city, that we don't know what the city can accomplish because everything would go to the voters, and it's anyone's guess how that would turn out on any given election.
Right. So one quick example.
Sure. Short on time.
If a corporation is, say, looking to move to San Antonio, and they're asking for incentives, right, which they sometimes
and
do.
They don't know what can happen on any given day because of these proposals. Well, I want to thank you, Steve Niven, director of Sabre Research, and he did a commission study from the city on the impact of these charter amendments proposals now at early voting. We're taking a break. When we come back, we'll talk about San Antonio's museums. This is The Source.